Okay, and Christy, say your name again, please.
Christy.
And say it one more time, please.
Christy.
I don't think there's anything you have to do. What I can tell you is they are trying to, like, break through. I see them chiseling away, chisel, chisel. They are trying to break through. I don't feel like there's anything you have to do. I feel like you're going to be guided to somebody that's going to do it. And they're not going to do it for you. You're just going to be in their vicinity, or you'll take their class, or they'll say, oh, come out to dinner or whatever. And there's going to be some kind of something done to help you open up. You'll know, because you'll just start suddenly knowing things. Like I was telling Jeanette, someone did it for me. I was reading someone's book, and they do healing, and all of, and I never did healing until last night. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm doing energy work and pulling things out and doing things I watch other people do, but I had no idea what they were doing. I was like, okay. But suddenly I knew what to do, and it was because I was reading her book and just connecting to the energy of it. It's going to be like that. So, see, I'm getting the chills. You're going to be led. It's just super duper, super duper. Okay, there's one last thing. Say your name one more time.
Christy.
Okay, they're still working through the meditation. So when you meditate, have the awareness that, yeah, I'm getting it. When you meditate, have the awareness that you're not alone. Just have the awareness that you're not alone. I got all kinds of stuff going on in my crown chakra now when I say that for you. Have the awareness that you're not alone. Okay, that's going to help.
Thanks.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay. Sure, better and
okay.
The best of everything.
You're funny. All right, and say your first name, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Oh man, people are going to be knocking down your doors, knocking them over, like, move out of the way, it's my turn kind of thing. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
Keep practicing, because you actually have more skills coming through than even you're aware of. Keep practicing, keep serving with love. And take that little, oh goodness, sorry to tell you this, but you know, like that old, I do this, you know, I play the shy, coy, I don't know what I'm doing. They're saying, just get rid of her. Just throw her out. You're a strong woman of God. Strong woman of God. Just throw it out. And they're telling, yeah, you too. You too. So mine's got to go too now. They're saying, throw it out. You know, you're over that phase. Like, really, they're really saying, it's almost like, you know, in theater, it's kind of like next scene. So the all the props to the scene get wheeled away, and the new scene, like, that's what they're showing me. Like, that scene, that's over. You're done. Like, honestly, you've done the energetic work to be done. So it's not even like they're asking you, they're letting you know. It's confirmation. That part of your life's over. You did it. So now on to the next. Strong woman of God, keep practicing. You've got more, somehow, attunements or something coming through. But your skill level is getting refined, and it's superb. And they literally will be knocking down your door to get in to see you.
Hi.
Hi.
For some reason, I guess we're all on this fast track right now. It's like, I've been really concentrating on manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I set up a crystal grid, and I can't tell you, slam, it, everything at work just exploded. I cannot tell you how crazy it's been.
Wow.
But I just realized while I'm here, I'm also manifesting anything I think about. So if there's a little negativity, I'm manifesting that, like, wham! Right, Sandra? I called up, I was in a tizzy. So I like do this to myself, like, how could
that is so cool. It is. I mean, look how powerful you are. Oh my God.
Well, they are, right? They're just working through me, and I'll be humble. But it's pretty amazing. It's really pretty amazing. But I'm still pulling in these lessons, and they're big, you know, like it really slams me when everything is just great. Yeah, I'm not in control of it yet. I feel like I'm like not in balance. I'm really good at the masculine side of take control.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do this side, Baba. But the other part, this soft part, I'm not really good at.
Okay, so what do you mean by soft part?
My female energy is just dominated by this side.
Male
side. Yeah,
okay.
I think
you know how to do things by force. Okay,
yeah,
things by force are easy. Okay, so the first thing they want to go back to is when you said, you know, I want to stay humble. It's not me doing it. It's them doing it through me. They want to correct you and remind you that it's really your higher self or your soul coming through you. So they want you to be in partnership with that and take, it's a tricky thing, like how to not to take it in egoic pride, but take ownership of it. Recognize it as your true self working through you. Okay, so your true self is one with everyone else, but you are truly, that is you too.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're saying that's really important in terms of climbing the ladder of self-awareness and self-appreciation is to, you do get to own that as your true self working through you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic, actually.
My experience on both sides, that's positive and negative. We test ourselves because we want confirmation. And can I really manifest this? And whether it's positive or negative, we're testing our own self in a way when we do that, to confirm our own power or opening of our awareness, if you will. That's what was my experience that seems was identical to what you
did. Okay. All right, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Jeanette.
And say it one more time, please.
Jeanette.
Well, the whole male, like, strong, weak thing is they're saying that, and Jeanette, say your name one more time.
Jeanette.
Well, if you're weak, you'll get trampled on, so we don't want to do that. And say your name one more time, please. Yeah, for sure, you've got power that can rock the house. There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it. All right, so the question is how not to manifest all these goofy things?
Yeah, balance. I guess I need to balance a little bit more.
And say your name one more time, please.
Jeanette.
They're saying that the more that you come, and so they're saying that's the reason they gave you that preliminary message, because it goes hand in hand with what you're saying. The more that you come to truly honor and respect yourself, your true self, so you don't have to worry about, like, I don't want to get into ego. They're saying that, you know, it really wouldn't be so bad for you. They're saying only you, nobody else. It wouldn't be bad for you to get into ego just a little teeny tiny bit. Because if you're going to err at all, to err in that side of it, to balance yourself out, so that you really get to appreciate who you are and what you can do, and what you can provide to yourself in terms of your own growth and spiritual ascension, and what you can provide to others in this lifetime, because you are. They're saying you're basically a master, but that you've taken on a lot of kind of like karmic energies and stuff, and so you're just sort of like wading through all this muck, you know, to get back. But that you're really working with master energy, so that explains why you have so much power, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that the more that you can be in unison, in concert with your true self, your higher self, the recognition of who you really are. So when I looked into Joseph's, wherever I went, you know, it's like this big, huge cloud, and here's little Joseph. The more that you recognize it's your true self coming through, and that's really who you are, and that's really all you need. And say your name again, please.
Jeanette.
The easier time you will have. They're saying the reason for all the fanfare, the reason for all the other stuff, mm-hmm. is because you've taken on your more. They're saying more than your quota, actually, of oh, Patrick, I'm thinking who's going. Of like just karmic issues needing resolution. And so when you work out of those energies, that's not you. So
other people's energies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, other, say your name one more time, please.
Jeanette.
When you work out of like, they're even more so than energies, when you work out of other people's belief systems, that helps, makes it more concrete for you. When you work out of other people's belief systems, you know, so the belief system would be, you know, he's wrong, he's right, you can't make it work unless this happens, or what there's just belief systems. You get very focused on what everyone else is doing or not doing because you think that's where you need to be to survive. But clearly you don't need that, nor does anyone else, because you're the manifester, you're the creator, and you create really quite beautifully. They're saying that the more that how do I sum this up? The more that you can focus on your own true, that's what they want me to say, the more you can focus on your own true nature, your own true spirituality, you will heighten your own understanding of self, your own awareness of self. I feel like that's your ticket home. I feel like that will, as you keep identifying with it and as you keep recognizing it and you hear so well, that will kind of be your guidepost.
Okay, so what's happening to me, mm-hmm. is I have ego. I'm so empathic that I take in whatever everybody's feeling, and that's what happens to me. So when my aunt's in a bad place, I don't even mean to, but I'm feeling all this stuff, and I'm like, where did this come from? And I don't, like, it knocks me over. Like, I can't, it unbalances me. At work, too, you know, people get jealous of people. Whatever all those are, I need to learn to, like, shield it out. And
do you ever try, like, during virtue has like tons of stuff about how to shield yourself? Do you ever try it? Does it ever help?
Well, I use holy water. I do a prayer every morning. I said, but I guess it's not enough. I'm not doing it right, whatever it is, because I'm still, it's breaking in. And that's what gets me. If I didn't allow them in,
yeah,
I wouldn't be taking on that stuff. I don't mean to take it on. It just
right.
jumps on.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm really upset. I'm not really the one upset.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. Yesterday, I had like a bout of fear. I thought I was going to lose my mind, and it was my fear stuff. But by the end of the day, and it was actually just in the channeling, I didn't even realize it, that I had taken on someone else's fear. Mm-hmm. But then it attaches to your own stuff, so you right. think it's you. But I was really processing someone else's stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, so one moment, please. And Jeanette, say your name again, please. Okay, so I'm just going to rattle through all the stuff everyone says to do, just in case it can also be of support, and then I'll tell you what they're saying. Let me tell you what they're saying first so I don't forget. they're like, first things first, because now I forgot. Okay, so they're asking you to assign somebody that's close to you in spirit, mm-hmm. to help you discern when you're taking on someone else's stuff, so you can relieve yourself of it. So for me, I'd have Elmoria. You know, that's who I work with. But it's like for you, whoever you work with, an archangel, your spirit guide, or whatever, to stand as on post 24/7, they don't sleep, to help teach you when that's happening.
Okay.
So that you can release it out. And so when you notice it's happening, you simply hold the intention to like, oh, I don't have to be a doormat. I don't have to be like a codependent doormat. I don't have to take that on. Because really, you know, on one level, the reason you do that so well is because you are so spiritually advanced. You totally get that universality thing. You totally get that we're really all one. And so because you get that we're one, you, because of your awakened heart, you just take it on. Like, oh, you know, I'll do that. But it's obviously you need balance. So when they alert you, and they will work with you to make you aware, there are different ways just to release it. One thing I do is I pulse my breath and I hold the intention, because it's kind of like if I'm a crystal, now I'm going to release it. And I hold the intention to pulse that energy out of me. And I can feel it. Just like when you're working with a crystal or something, you can feel, like you've seen me do it in group. Like sometimes I'll do it 3 times. And sometimes I need another 3 times. Sometimes I'll do it 9 times until I'm like, okay, that feels better. Because you can just feel it. You can hold the intention. You can, like the golden water coming through, cleansing you. You can actually just send it down to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth will transmute it. You could pulse it back to them if you want, but you're such a strong light worker, you might as well, you took it on already, so go ahead and clear it for them. One moment. Jeanette, say name one more time.
Jeanette.
What will also help you is to hold the awareness that it serves their soul to work with their own energies. Because by you taking on energies the way you do, what you're doing is kind of like keeping them in nursery school, because then they never learn how to handle their own. I feel like you had a lifetime where you were like almost like a spiritual Florence Nightingale. So you were so intent on helping that you just got super good at it, and you just forgot that that was like a special situation. Like, you don't have to do that every lifetime and every moment of time. So you just like, you're like a vacuum cleaner. So just remind yourself that, you know, it everyone, because that's what a master is. You learn how to master your energies. So give them the gift of letting them learn how to master their energies. And that will help you. The more that you remember that it's for them to learn, and it's actually in their best interest that they learn how to master their own energies, that will help you kind of balance out. Because you've just got this heart that just wants to heal. And it comes from a lifetime when there was just so much pain and suffering that you were just helping because you knew how to do it. Okay, so then there are a lot of other things that you can do to protect yourself. You can put up like the Teflon. I mean, you can read about it. Doreen Virtue has tons of stuff, but the Teflon, I don't know if it helps or not. I personally do it, and I really don't know that it helps. If energy is coming towards you, they say this does help. Put up like with your auric egg, like if you imagine your aura kind of like an egg, to put glass facing outside. That actually does work, because I had someone attacking me. You put mirror. You put mirror on the outside, and so it goes right back to them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Because I have to, yes, I can clear it.
Yeah. Something actually happened in the physical world when I did that with someone. I didn't do that for that to happen, but, you know, they were sending it to me, and I'm like, that's not appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. Please. Please.
Ocean to restore balance.
What?
Ocean to restore balance. That's just what keeps screaming.
Ocean?
The ocean.
The
to
ocean.
Restore balance.
Okay.
For
yeah.
Then it's like they won't like.
They
stop.
Want me to go to the beach.
Ocean, yeah. For
the
healing,
ocean.
To restore the balance. Even if you climb, I don't know, that's
just
tricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do? Well, I know it works for me.
It works for me, but that was, it just it kept, I couldn't not say it.
Yeah, no, please.
I know it's like for real. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Sorry. Okay, no, don't be sorry. We went all the hell we can get here.
What do you do with the ocean?
You just go to it.
Go there every morning.
Yeah, yeah, the healing energy, but especially when you're out of balance, you can go in it or like, you know, but I don't know, whatever it is, but for balance, to take on the energies and then also to cleanse yourself.
That makes a lot of sense for me personally. Yeah. That's why I'm here in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm supposed to use it more.
Okay. Perfect. No, sorry is required. Hi, Miss Shelley.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
Just a message for me?
Just a message for you. One moment, please. All right, and say your first name, please.
Shelley.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and now say it again, please.
Shelley.
And say it one more time.
Shelley.
And say it one more time, please.
Shelley.
I don't like giving these kind of messages. I don't like it. He's been in my face all day long, just so you know. I mean, like, all friggin' day long. Someone loves you. Someone loves you. One moment. All right, and say your name again, please.
Shelley.
I don't hear like a specific message as much as just the awareness of his presence. And it's weird because it's almost like he knew it was group night because I've just been feeling his presence like the whole day. He's showing me like different clips of things. And so what he's telling me is, yeah, I know, I get it, is for you to be aware that he's totally aware of everything. So he knows, not that you gotta feel weird about it, I would think you would just feel comfort, but that he's aware of everything that's happening. He's aware when things go right, he's aware of when things don't go right, but he's aware of the activities. You know, he's aware of, you know, when you do things with the kids, things like that. he's even seen the brown dog. He's seen the brown dog. All right, but there's something that he wants to bring you comfort in, the recognition that like what he's saying is he can go off and do stuff, but still be there for like the important things. So if you're going to go have dinner with the kids or your anything that's meaningful to you, he's aware of it. I don't know how that works, like somehow like the emotion of it or something, but anything that's like meaningful, if something's meaningful, like in a pleasant way, he knows. If something's hurt, like hurting you, or if you're struggling with something, he knows that. So it's when there's like there's more of an emotion attached to the experience. Why is he coming through? I'm trying to figure out why the visit. One moment. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. And say your name again, please. He just loves you. He just loves you. What he's showing me is yesterday Benjamin was not feeling well, and he said, he said, can I just have a hug? And I was like, oh my God, of course you can have a hug. And I couldn't believe it, because Benjamin's 11 going and 17 already. And I was like, he just wants a hug. I'm like, oh, the innocence of it. I didn't think he still wanted things like that. Because, you know, we're just too cool now. But, you know, when they hugged him, it was just that, like, that heart connection, that just like, and you could just feel it. Now that I feel energy, it's like, oh my God, I get why we hug, because it's like heart chakra to heart chakra, and it's just the energy of it. And I feel like that's what he's doing. I feel like that's all it is. It's not like he's got news. He's not, you know, it's like he's not being upgraded or, you know, like promotions or anything. He's funny though. I can't hear the exact words he's saying. But he's laughing. Like he's, you know how he, like that laughter that like, he's in a good space. He's in a good space. I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah, he's in a good space. It just he's showing me you guys dancing. He's in a really good space. He's doing really well. He's saying it's like the way I hugged Benjamin last night. He's just he loves you. Like he just you know, it's sort of like, to put words to it, if there was a way, you know, like everyone's, he's not saying it, but I'm saying it because I can just feel it. You know, it's sort of like everyone's where they're supposed to be right now for reasons like, you know, we'll come to understand at some point. But that, if for the moment, like if he could just import the hug, you know, that would make him feel just like that much better. You know, like the way that I hugged Benjamin last night. Yeah, that's really all he has to say. He's like, carry on. Like, carry on. Yes, but he's just been with me all day long. Like, you gotta go to group, you know? Like, he hasn't said it, but I could just, like, just hanging out. Yeah.
I knew he was
going to
come through
tonight. Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, he reminds me of that song that, God, it's a country song. And the song is like, I want to be loved by like that. That's how I feel about like the way he loves you. Like, he loves you. Mm. I will leave you with that. Okay. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Hi.
Loves to have some wisdom.
Wisdom. Me too. Me too. Okay. One moment, please. All right. And say your first name, please.
Joyce.
Excuse me. I just need to clear something out. One moment. Okay. And say your name again, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
You have an opportunity coming to you. Joyce, say it again, please.
Joyce.
So tell me about your psychic gifts. Do you channel? Do you hear things? Do you see things?
Just intuitive.
You're intuitive.
I just know what I know.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it.
No, you do. You did. And say your name again, please.
Joyce.
You've got like a master teacher coming to you.
Oh, good.
She's so animated, isn't she? She's so animated. And say it again, please.
Joyce.
You've got a master teacher. You apparently are from his lineage. I have no idea. You've worked with him in several lifetimes, and he's coming back kind of to show you the ropes. So if you're interested in a formal education, in other words, I don't know what you do besides come here, but you know, if you dabble and you take a class here, you take a class there, but if you're really interested in kind of being groomed to self-mastery, to really heightened awareness. Basically, he's good to go, and he's up to the task. And I don't know how that will work. I don't know if you'll start hearing him, or he's going to lead you to a class, or a book, or let me see if I can find out. Please, and say your name again, please.
Joyce.
It has to do with your intention. If you have enough on your plate and you don't want any more, then he will wait. So it could be like a timing thing, but he's good to go, and I don't feel like he's leaving. So it really has to do with if you feel like it could bring more joy to your life. I feel like you already have reached, it's weird, but I almost don't think that, I know this sounds very strange, but I almost don't feel like it's something that's required. And the reason is because you've reached these high spiritual levels in other lifetimes. So it's not like you need to reach it to achieve it. You've already achieved it. It's more so if you want the experience of like having that higher awareness here. Enjoy, say your name one more time.
Joyce.
Yeah, it has something. It's got to do with your free will. It's got to do with your free will. But he's like an old trusted friend, but he's like an old trusted master, and you've worked with him many lifetimes. I feel like you are a master, to be really honest. I almost feel like...
Aren't we all masters?
Yeah, but I feel like you've actually had like a lifetime where you've really had quite high awareness, like super high. But he's here to help you kind of like re-educate.
And
Where did he go?
Where did all this awareness go?
When you take on, Jeanette can tell you this, when you take on like puzzles, you get kind of absorbed in clearing the puzzles that you kind of lose connection with your true master self temporarily, but the signs are there. Like for you, like you're always like, I just know things. I don't know why I know them. I just know them. So the signs are there. So it's not like you've lost it. It's just that it's like what you focus on is what you experience. So when you start focusing on like healing linear patterns or beliefs or lineages, like family karmic issues or whatever, which is kind of some of what you're dealing with right now, you get so focused on that, you just don't pay attention to your master stuff. So he's here to help you balance that if you want, so that you can start identifying like the master energy. It's within you. It's within you.
Does he have a name?
Yeah, he does, but I don't know it.
I can't call him.
You don't need to call him. You just need to be, at some point someone else can tell you the name, or maybe I can, but... and say your name again, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
When you're feeling joy, look for him. He says, joy's in your name. Joy's in your name. When you're feeling joy, look for him, because in those moments when you have the joy, when you have those heightened, you will have a better, not a better chance, but you'll be more sensitive to his energies. And I feel like you're going to start feeling him. I feel like you're going to start feeling his presence.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Hi, Miss Sandra.
Hi.
Hi. I'm pretty good, thank you.
What about the rest of you for any massage?
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Sandra.
And say it again, please.
Sandra.
Lady, you are so powerful. It's like seriously not funny. I don't know if you're like a shaman, so like you're in other dimensions or this is another lifetime, but I actually see you in your like full tribal gear, or what, a dress, I should say, and you're going, I can't do this, but it's like, ta-ta. You're like, you're a force to be reckoned with. I feel like you know how to work with Mother Nature forces, like seriously. Like you know how to, I don't know, like you can look at a lightning bolt and twirl it around or something. You actually have worked in different dimensions and like shaman dimensions. I don't really know a lot about that, but you know how to work with the elements of nature, and you can, you're like an alchemist. You can transmute them quite easily. Like, seriously, no big deal. Like, take, I know this sounds bizarre, but this is what they're telling me. Take a piece of a blade of grass and make it a toad, no problem. Take the toad and put it back to a piece of grass, no problem. It's just what you do. It's just what you do. It's like you're a sorceress. That's how I feel. And I feel like your talents are, some of the talents are bleeding through in this lifetime. So one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
They're saying that you know that. They're saying that you know that. Yeah, because you're the one that suddenly sees things. Yeah. Okay. So what do you, what could help you? And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
Not to tell you to go set up a medicine shop somewhere or anything, but they're saying that the more that you just start practicing with what you do know, and I know you do healings and stuff on people, but they're saying it's beyond that. It's beyond that. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
God, 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 God. They're showing me my old science teacher. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, in elementary school. You didn't like stuff like that? What they're showing me though is like the chemist, like the chemistry and the periodic table and stuff like that. They don't mean like linear science. They mean like, I'm just gonna use my words, hocus pocus science, but like the cool science, the kind of science you know how to do. What do you know how to do? What do you do? They're telling me you know how to do stuff already.
I don't know.
Alchemy.
Yeah, like an alchemist.
No, I...
She works with herbs. She works with herbs.
What do you do with herbs?
Plants. No, I'm...
I like to make teas, yeah.
Okay, I don't know this for a fact, but...
Yeah.
Drink like what you're gonna eat.
You like to make teas. Do you make like certain formulas of teas?
Well, I have my own. Someone gave me like a recipe and I changed it a little bit.
And how did you know to change it?
Because the taste, or because I didn't like this one, or because, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, this is what they're getting at. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
With a little more faith and a little bit more willingness to trust yourself, you could actually, I don't want to say you could write like a witch's book of potions, but you actually could. You actually could, and you would be like dead on correct, is what they're telling me. Okay, so one moment. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
You're gonna be, let me just bottom line it. You're gonna be used and you're gonna be needed. It has something to do with, there's some kind of crisis coming up. They kind of unnerved me, to be honest, with their message tonight. I'm still trying to reel that in. I'm like, I have to put that on my website? Are you kidding me? So now now I'm talking about a crisis. So my apologies. However, they're saying not to see these things as gloom and doom. They're saying like, this is why we're here. We're here to help humanity with what they've gotten themselves into. And they're saying, quite frankly, they've gotten themselves into like a pretty pickle here. And that's why we're here. That's why we've arrived, to help. You're needed. You're needed. You are a source book for many. You're a source book for many. So somewhere down the line, I don't know when the activations will occur, I feel like you are going to come out of the closet, so to speak. You're just going, I don't know how. If you're going to have a mystery school or people are just going to come to your house, but you're going to have potions that are going to be quite helpful and useful. Do you dabble? Do you like play around with stuff like that?
Like once when I was doing meditation with a friend, they told me, okay, if you mix this and that, it will be better than Red Bull. Like, okay.
And who told you? Spirit told you. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
So I wrote it down. And I have to, I couldn't do that because I don't have one of the ingredients.
Okay. Okay, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
They said you could, I don't know where you get your kind of ingredients. I don't know what kind of ingredients we're talking about. But if you just start becoming more intimate with these ingredients, they will start communicating with you. So I don't know what it is, but let's say it's just kitchen spices. I'm making this up. So I would go to my kitchen and I would just start smelling the spices, or I would just start meditating with them or looking at them or just seeing them as friends. You know, it's sort of like when people are able to talk to fairies or go out to the garden and communicate with nature. You're like an herbalist. You can tune into their essence. And the more, it's like what, I'll leave you with this. What you pay attention to increases. So like when I sit and meditate in nature and I look at trees, all of a sudden the trees start communicating with me because I'm building a relationship with them. So it's like they open up to me because I've opened up to them. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. So as you build a relationship with whatever these ingredients are, the herbs, the plants, whatever it is that calls to you or it gets your attention, you will have relationships with them just like we have relationships with other human beings. And it will just start opening you up. I just feel like there's going to be a big bang in your life where it's just suddenly all going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a download from one of the astrological, I don't know what's going to do it, but I feel like just one day you're just going to totally open up and kind of be like a different creature, to be honest. Just boom, I'm in 5D now. You know?
I think that is probably, I don't know if I know because I hear it, but once I was having an acupuncture session, so, and I have allergies. I think was, and the lady was trying to sell me an oil, and I don't remember the oil that I don't know it was rosemary, and I said, no, I want rosemary for my allergies. She said, no, it's this one. I said, no, it's that one. No, it's that one.
Because you know. Because you
and
know.
And she went, allergies. Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, because you know. Yeah, I feel like another dimension will open up to you as you work with them. You will just, something's going to open up. I'll leave you with that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nicole.
You're wearing blue, I'm noticing.
Healing.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I was sitting at home and reading Facebook, and then all of a sudden I felt this huge weight lift off of me. Like I literally physically felt the dark night of the soul just go away.
Wow.
And I've been happening all day today. Thank you.
Wonderful,
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So now that I've been through this 2-month-long battle with myself, where do I go from here?
Wherever you would like. Wherever you would like.
All right, let me rephrase it.
Okay.
What kind of things can I expect?
Oh, you're just so cute the way you say that. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Patrick.
And say it one more time.
Patrick.
What kind of things can you expect to happen as far as what? Like, give us a category.
Am I going to start, like, fulfilling my life's purpose?
You already are. Okay. So they're saying that you already are fulfilling your life's purpose because that's what the dark night of the soul is about. So fulfilling your purpose is clearing energetically everything and anything unlike love that you were possessed by, and what they mean by that, not that you were possessed or anything, but that you believed in. So if you believe in darkness, if you believe in anything unlike love, then it's almost like you got to walk right up to it and to choose again, to decide that you don't believe in it after all. So that has been your mission in life, is to keeping, what would be the word? I can't think of what the word, I want to say a lovemaker, as weird as that sounds, because it's about working with everything and anything you come in contact with and decide that you're going to choose love, that love's stronger, that the love within you is stronger. So that's what you've been doing. Okay, so the question is, oh, I know. So the first part was, are you going to start doing your life's mission? Okay, that's what it was. And they're saying that...
Fulfilling soul contracts.
I'm sorry?
Like, am I going to start fulfilling other soul contracts?
Okay, so, okay, one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Patrick.
And say it one more time.
Patrick.
Sorry, Patrick. But now they're telling me, in fact, you have. Part of your soul contract is what you just finished experiencing. I guess what they're trying to do in the way they're responding to you is to stop, not to stop, but to recognize that all of it's purposeful, like all of it's needed, as opposed to, okay, when is my life going to start beginning, or when is the good stuff going to start beginning? And they're saying that even though, like, you may have been going through hell on earth kind of thing, that that actually is part of the good stuff too, because of the promotion you're entitled to from it, that all of it's good. Like, so from like a dualistic perspective, you know, we'll say, okay, so when I'm eating the ice cream cone, that's good. And when I'm eating, you know, the turnips or collard greens, I guess people like collard greens, I don't. But, you know, like, that's bad. And they're like, no, it's all really, really good. So they want you to see yourself in a much more, I want to say, like, not a favorable perspective, but accurate perspective. And to really... like compliment yourself, to really acknowledge the fact that you have shown up to life, you have been living life, you've not been running away from it, and you have been like working your program in a sense, that you have been working through everything that your soul has set up for you to achieve and conquer and overcome, so that in fact you're exactly where you should be and you haven't missed a page of your book. Okay, so
right now, I feel like I'm starting a new chapter now.
Yes, and you'd like to know about your chapter.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not okay. Word for word.
Right. Okay. But they want you to, before they go forward with you, they want to make sure that you include all of it and see it all as good and all as divine.
Oh, it was all good. Looking back on it.
Okay.
Going through it, it was crappy.
Exactly. Totally get that. I hear you. Okay. The reason is they want to give you accolades. They want to give you, like, is that the right word? Like achievement medals, like recognition of it. So they want to make sure that you recognize yourself for that. Okay. Okay. And say your name again, please.
Patrick.
And we'll say it one more time.
Patrick.
It's really weird, Patrick, and so don't kill the messenger. The answer to your question is actually what I've been harping on. And I was wondering, like, why are you having me harp on this? Because it's not what the guy wants to hear. But they're saying it's not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. So let me explain that. The more that you... how do I say this? The more that you stop feeling the need to look at the next page, to see what the next chapter is, to speed forward, like, oh my God, thank God I'm done with that level, and then like speed forward.
Live in the moment.
Yes. The more that you can live in the moment, the goodies your next chapter, your next page will just naturally unfold and unwrap, and they will unwrap like, what's the word? It will coincide with your, I'm gonna start using words, appreciation of you, recognition of you, recognition of yourself, honoring yourself, owning, not your space. I hope this makes sense, but it actually is about you restoring clear vision of you, which you're in the process of. Will the next chapter will magically unfold. Yes, as you continue to honor and appreciate yourself for all your good achievements.
Sounds good.
Okay. And you don't want to miss it. Okay. All right. Indeed, it has been a whirlwind affair. In fact, each of you have achieved milestones in your own way, in your own timetable. There has been quite a sincere amount of growth. It is due to your efforts. It is due to your willingness to expand your consciousness, your willingness to be willing to open up the heart chakra a bit more. Yes, each of you are being shown areas where it is required to open up to the self in even a grander way. You mean I get to love myself even a bit more than I have? In fact, it is a requirement of the curriculum. To recognize your true nature means to fall in love with you once again. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.